obviously the economy is a massive story, whether it's inflation or jobs, a whole bunch of issues. Here in Connecticut, you know, how we grow is always, you know, an interesting topic. And the manufacturing side of Connecticut is maybe a little under discussed, but maybe not this week. Chris Diepentema from CBIA, of course, CBIA, the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Brian. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. So what are you doing this week?
We're doing a bus tour across Connecticut. So it's a manufacturing bus tour. Pretty much we'll hit every corner of Connecticut, visiting 20 manufacturers and the institutions, the workforce development institutions that support them, to really shine a light and highlight, you know, the not only the rich legacy of Connecticut's manufacturing sector, but how vibrant it is today, how important it is to our economy. It's our second largest industry sector in Connecticut, about 12% of our GDP, with $38 billion of output, 4,800 manufacturers employing about 160,000 employees, and you know, responsible for $38 billion. So it's a big industry sector, so we want to shine a light on it this week with a bus tour.
You threw a lot of stuff out there. What's the biggest sector?
Aerospace, no doubt. Okay. Aerospace and defense continue, you know, and obviously the submarine making is a defense piece down at Electric Boat.
Right.
Aerospace has been, you know, bread and butter of Connecticut for many years now, and not only the big aerospace companies, the Pratt & Whitney and the Collins and the Lockheed Sikorsky in Connecticut, but they're 500, 600 suppliers that they have in the state. And then Electric Boat is, you know, one of Connecticut's largest private sector employers, and they have about 400 suppliers in the state as well. So those are certainly our two dominant industries. But, you know, I don't think folks realize how diverse the sector is in Connecticut. We've got medical device manufacturers, our third largest industry sector in manufacturing. We've got a lot of food and beverage manufacturers in Connecticut, Athletic Brewing down in Milford is the number one non-alcoholic brewing beer manufacturer in the world now, and one of the top 10 brewers of all types of beers.
And maybe the fastest growing beverage company in America. I mean,
yeah. We got Lesser Evils, does organic popcorn, pasta manufacturers, chocolate manufacturers. So the food and beverage manufacturing piece of Connecticut is a real growing one as well.
How about on the labor side? You know, we do a lot with, you know, the trades, and they have bounced back, but I don't know how much. And, you know, I talk a lot on the show about the dwindling paths to a legitimate middle-class life, especially in a place like Connecticut, right? And, you know, is there a worker shortage, and how do companies that are specialized deal with labor?
Yeah, the labor shortage is still the top issue for our manufacturers, and honestly for all industry sectors in Connecticut, healthcare, life science, biosciences, life sciences, all of them talk about it. You know, the manufacturing sector, the number of jobs hasn't grown much since recovering post-pandemic. We've been bumping around 158,000, 159,000 manufacturing jobs in the state for a few years now. But the output's grown, and that's them embracing, you know, process improvements, obviously technology, automation, robotics, cobotics, AI, 3D printing. Because it's still hard to find workers. We still have 9,000 job openings just in manufacturing alone. That's about 10%.
Wait, so can I interrupt for real sec, Chris? So what do you do? I guess, you know, because my biggest fear, like when I talk about the Electric Boat stuff, is that, you know, they had some great retirement and all this stuff, but I was like, I don't know if they got caught a little bit asleep behind the wheel when they had to hire like 5,000 in a year. But, you know, I feel if you don't get workers, then jobs and opportunities will leave the state, right? So how, I don't know, through your organization or the state or government, like how do we find ways to, because that means we have to attract people to either want to do these jobs or move to the state to do these jobs. Like what can be done to offset the shortage?
No, great. It's a great point. That's one of the things we hear, especially from manufacturers, is that while a lot of them are here in Connecticut, they're expanding elsewhere. They're expanding in the Southeast part or the Midwest part of the country. And so that expansion or growth could be happening in Connecticut. We probably have about a quarter million more jobs that we could have since the Great Recession. But those jobs have been expanded elsewhere. And that's the purpose of this tour, is to understand what more can be done. Specifically, Brian, you hit on it, you know, making the state more affordable from a cost of living to not only attract people to Connecticut, but to keep our young people here post-graduation. We still lose about 35% of the kids who graduate Connecticut colleges after graduation. So what specific things, right? Housing, making housing more affordable or your first-time apartment more affordable. And I know we've advocated the last couple of years for a first-time home buyer's tax credit, which will allow an individual to put away money, but also their employer to match what they put away. So they develop a little bit of a piggy bank, if you will, for their first-time home purchase. And when folks buy their first-time home, then that frees up the apartment market for other people to get into the market space. Student loan reimbursement is something I know a lot of employers are leaning into and offering student debt reimbursement and a tax incentive around that was just released a year ago, and that's starting to take hold, so that's a big thing. And when it comes to getting more women in manufacturing, which is a growing part of the manufacturing workforce, child care is a big one. You know, right. The labor participation rate for women is about 20% less than men for those who have young children. We've got to get the child care for these women so they can get into a manufacturing sector. If we can grow the number of women in manufacturing by 5% over the next 5 years, we'd be able to fill every job opening.
Interesting point. I actually didn't think of the gender breakdown. Chris DiPantima from CBIA joining us. They're going on a manufacturing tour. You can actually go to CBIA.com and find out all the different places they're going to visit this week. It's manufacturing month. And I'm curious. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I saw University of Hartford, the metrology lab. What is that?
Yeah, so the University of Hartford is one of the workforce development supporters for manufacturing, and they have a metrology lab that helps engineering and quality inspection individuals who are thinking about getting into the manufacturing sector. They also have a very robust supply chain program there, so people who want to get involved in logistics, transportation. I know you were talking about Amazon, you know, just a little bit ago. Yeah. And the remarkable infrastructure they have when it comes to logistics and transportation and moving product. And that is a huge piece of the manufacturing sector. So UHART has some really tremendous programs for individuals that are thinking about getting into manufacturing in certain disciplines, whether it's engineering, quality, or the supply chain piece.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know what it was. I hope it's a great week. I personally, you know, when I was a reporter, a business reporter, I loved manufacturing stories because I just love being on the floor or seeing how stuff gets made, you know, from yogurt to t-shirts. I mean, it's fun to see that stuff. So I'm sure it's going to be a fun week. And we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Brian, for having me on. It's going to be a great week. And look for our big yellow, orange, and blue bus that says, what will you make? And it will be driving around the state.
Yeah, and again, if you want to see where they're going, go to CBIA.com. Chris, have a great week.
YouTube.